say it ain't so. In zero, T. Armo.
Point your bad self.
As usual, pills and bills and your tennis, I'm sure. I just gotta go get an abdominal x-ray to make sure that stent that's inside of me is in the right place.
I figured that they might be looking for your brain down there or something.
Very possible, Dave. There's a little QRM in there, but it didn't bother anything, just talking. Beautiful day, green grass, 57 degrees. Are you going or coming?
Going, it's 10:30. Match, and, it's nice, out here, and it, I don't think it's gonna get super warm today, but it'll get in the 60s anyway.
Yep, I'm sure it will. I think they said there's gonna be more rain later. We got a half inch all together yesterday. And sure making the grass grow like crazy, I'll tell you. That fescue, man, you got to keep on top of it. That's the drawback. The good part is it stays green all winter.
That's very true. My grass is just starting to turn green. I can't remember what it is. Bermuda sod, and it's a late bloomer, which is fine with me, but golly, I got some yard repair to do, and I'm going to have to lay some more sod down because the guys that cut the trees down, they pretty much tore up the front yard, especially on one side. I should have talked to him about, laying down, four by eight sheets of plywood and, it doesn't make such a mess.
Boy, that's truth, Dave. I was going to have some asphalt put out back there, just 10 yards of it out by the chicken pen, and level it up. But in order to get the machine down there, they'd tore up my nice driveway. And he says, you got too much at stake there. And he says, there's no way we can get down to that to do it. So I just said, oh, forget it. And maybe if I get back in any kind of decent shape, I don't know. I'm hoping this kidney surgery will take away a lot of my horrible back pain. Nobody mentioned that it caused back pain until I found these stones. And I know from the MRI and all that the orthopedic surgeon said my lower back looked like a car wreck, sort of like my brain. And if I'm lucky and the good Lord blesses me, maybe if it could even take 50% of it away, I'll get some gravel and just put it in the little trailer and then just kind of run a scoop shovel under it and slide it off, you know.
Are you still talking about that the area there going to your chicken coop?
Yeah, we got sizable rocks there. They're like 2 inches, but I'm just not able to lift stuff like that anymore. Neither is Bernice for that matter, but she can. But you know what? I could get my 2 grandsons up there to do that. By golly, that'd be a good job for them. If you can ever get a hold of them, they're so busy, but summertime's coming up. My daughter's going to take them to Washington, D.C. for 3 days.
What?
Or they'll grow up 10 years.
That's nice. We took out youngest was about, I don't know, 6 or 7. That would make our oldest about 11 or 12. And anyway, and yeah, that was a really we spent a week up there. It was really a good vacation. And the hotel we stayed in had a swimming pool on the roof, like the Poinsett Hotel used to have.
Dave, when I was president of the Band Boosters, we took between 120 and 140 kids to Washington, D.C., and I always say those kids grew up 10 years when they saw all of the different memorials and stuff in Washington, D.C. It's just a shame the politicians are making a sham of it now, but the memorials are still a glorious thing to see, and well-earned, I'll tell you. And that's one of the best things me and Bernice ever did in our lives, was take those kids out there to Washington, D.C., and let them see things.
CBA. Yeah, like the Washington Monument, Lincoln Memorial, and you got the all the Smithsonians, and my favorite one is the one with all the airplanes in it and the history of that, and and then you go to Arlington and you're just really humbled by the number of graves, and to know that all those men and women gave their lives for our freedom. And I heard a guy one day, of course, he was a veteran, and he, there was a lady in front of him complaining about, about the war and this, that, and the other. This has been years ago. I think we were in the second, I can't remember what it's called, some Operation Freedom. And she was complaining about it. She said, yep, we got guys there that are fighting and giving their lives for your right to express your opinion. Kind of shut her up.
Yeah, I still cry when I think about things up there. It's truly wonderful, the memorials. Well, Dave, I've arrived here where I'm going to get my x-ray, and it's been a pleasure talking to you this morning, and I believe Arlington's about my favorite up there to visit, and the changing of the guard is just unreal. Take care. And talk to you later. KP4CBA and 0TR.
Okay. Yeah, Changing of the Guard is one of my favorites too. We watched that. I hope you get a good report today, and glad to hear you back on the air. All right, so behave, and I'll talk to you later. In 0TR KP4CBA Mobile.